Good afternoon to all of you. It's really a big honor for me to be able to present to you our continuing work on establishing Haiti's soil testing laboratory. My name is Leticia Sonon. I would like to acknowledge the presence of my co-author in this talk, David Kissel, is sitting at the back. I've never been to Haiti, but this is something that would really excite me as a person who works in the soil testing lab. Just a short review of things about Haiti agriculture. We know that 66% of the agricultural of the workforce is involved with agriculture, and the GDP from ag sector contributes 28%, and 18% of the agricultural land is occupied by permanent crops, and these crops the total hectareage is about 304,200 hectares. But since the 1970s, Haitians have been depending on food imports for their survival. Here's a pie diagram here that shows that even at the way before the earthquake, from 1961 to 1998, 45% of the food consumption is raised in Haiti, but 55% of their food needs are all imported. I have here a news clipping from Associated Press, which is really very frank of what is happening in Haiti. Decades of inexpensive imports, especially rice from the U.S., punctuated with abundant aid in various crises, have destroyed local agriculture and left impoverished countries such as Haiti unable to feed themselves. Whether we believe this or not, it's printed in a lot of places, not just by Associated Press, but it's something for the global community to take a look and see if there's something that we can do to change the equation and to change the picture. So, recognizing the increasing lack of, food in Haiti and increasing poverty in Haiti, a team from the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences traveled to Haiti to assess how it can help develop sustainable agricultural practices. So this happened early last year, and it was funded and organized by League of Hope, Atlanta-based NGO. It's a young foundation, but they were able to fund a group of five people. Were there five of you who went there last year? So the goal of the trip was to utilize UGA's, that's University of Georgia's, expertise to help Haitian farmers. One, develop improved agricultural systems, produce better, more nutritious food, and minimize dependence on food imports. So these are really long-term goals of the university, and hoping with the collaboration with various agencies, especially the funding agencies, we can achieve these goals. So basically, the team toured farms managed by Zenmi Agricole. If you guys were in some talks yesterday about Haiti, there were people also involved with other groups in Haiti and doing the same thing. And the Zenmi Agricole is the agricultural arm of the Boston-based Partners in Health, which has provided extensive medical care in Haiti for 25 years. Shown in the picture is our assistant dean for extension, and of course the director of soil testing lab in the back, that's David Kissel, and the agronomist in that farm. This is what they have summarized after visiting Haiti. There was not an obvious way for them to follow proper fertilization. There were questions like, what was the basis of the fertilization? Well, they've been using it, 12-12-20. That's a typical fertilizer grade they use there. Of course, in the succeeding pictures, you will see that soil conservation needs to improve in that country because there's a lot of erosion there. And one way of improving productivity is the use of the better crop varieties and rotation. Crop rotation. And obviously, because of the low yield, one of the factors also was there was no proper plant disease and insect control. And of course, typical in a lot of countries around the world, post-harvest handling of produce is not very well handled in that country. This is a picture of, maybe some of you have traveled around the world, but this is in Haiti, where they took pictures as they rode on a bus. Obviously, you can tell that the hillsides or the entire mountains, the entire hills are just barren. It's just plain denuded or eroded sites around. But some areas are grown to corn and other crops. For example, here in this, this is the Sanmi Agricole farm. But as you can see, the neighboring lands are really denuded, you know, brown, no plant cover. So during their trip, they collected samples from two areas. Six samples were collected from Terrier Rouge, that's in northeast Haiti. And nine samples were collected from the Central Plateau, which is where Mirabile and Hinch are found. Now, this Central Plateau is supposedly the future breadbasket of the country. Or maybe it's the existing breadbasket of the country. Of course, when the samples came to the lab, that's where my involvement was. We didn't know any better but use our techniques in the lab. So we followed the University of Georgia routine soil testing procedures. Melequan is our baby there. We use Melequan in double acid extraction for PK, calcium, magnesium, manganese, and zinc. But we also know that Melequan is not applicable to these soils because Melequan has been formulated and calibrated against acidic Southeast U.S. soils. So we know that. And four of the samples, although four of the 15 samples are slightly calcareous, but all of them are high pH. So definitely Melequan was not the best procedure for that. And of course, we use our high-tech instrumentation, the ICP. If I'm going to summarize the data that we have obtained for the analysis, well, pH was high, and again, everybody in this conference have shown that the pH is about this range here, 7 to 8, something like that. And lower pH was observed from samples collected in the northeast, that Terrier Rouge. But if you look at, you know, these samples, they don't need lime to grow the common agronomic crops. Soil test phosphorus, most of the samples, according to the test, are well supplied with P, but four soils could benefit from P fertilization. Potassium, based on our Melequan extraction, again, all soils contain sufficient amount of K to meet the nutritional requirements for crops like peanuts. So, going back to my earlier comment, are the procedures appropriate? Did we meet the needs of what we're trying to do with these soils? And what's the basis of our interpretation? We interpreted the soils, whether it's high, low, medium, based on our the way we interpret samples in the southeast. And we know for a fact from our conversation with people who have done work in Haiti, there's lack of field calibration work. So if some of us here can come up with those information, I would like to have a hand on them. But as far as our background information goes, we couldn't find any information along that line. So we sat down with the League of Hope and all the people involved in Georgia, the experts, and we decided that we've got to start something in Haiti. It's easy for them to send samples to the U.S. and let's analyze them, but we know that the situation is really bad. We have to somehow empower them to at least, you know, see some solutions of what's going on with their soil. So first, if ever we are going to do that, we're going to establish a soil testing lab. It's got to be simple. So simple and affordable instrumentation, that's one thing. It should be easy to operate and maintain. As you can, all of you must have used an ICP. You know it's a complicated piece of animal. So you cannot get a complicated instrument in countries where they don't have a lot of experience yet. But of course, accuracy should not be a sacrifice. There's got to be good accuracy in your instrumentation. Second, The methods should be practical and appropriate for disciples. They should be easy to follow, so I prepared a manual that's like a recipe book, 1, 2, 3, or arrow type, so that the technician who will be operating the lab will be able to follow it, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. It should require minimal chemicals and reagent requirements, because as you know, one of the failures in some of this is the source of chemicals. Chemicals are not easily available in that part of the world, so they have to depend on the U.S. supplies or supplies from others. So it's got to be simple. And of course, again, accuracy cannot be sacrificed. It's got to be accurate. And one thing that we emphasize also is the technician who will be running the lab should be trained properly. So all these equipments are already in our lab, in our possession at the University of Georgia. We're waiting for the technician to come for training before we send this out. So to summarize, this laboratory should be able to measure soil pH, soil extractable phosphorus, and K. And the lab should have the simplest form instrumentation, pH meter and colorimeter, so that the technology is not overly complex and that it allows easy troubleshooting of problems that may arise. This is the, have you guys used Spectronic 20 before? This is a Spectronic 20 we have bought for them. We have a pH meter, a very simple pH meter, but boy, it's as accurate as the high-tech that we have in the lab. Of course, one of the things also, they have to have a weighing instrumentation. And because of, once we got the instruments, we collected samples through the help of other groups. Soil samples came to the lab, and we started working on them with the new procedures that we have identified that would work for Haiti. In this case, this is the soil pH. Consistent with our earlier measurements, most of the soils have a pH greater than 6. No lime is needed. We use sodium bicarbonate, the Olsen method for P. It calibrates well. It's very simple. And based on the data, if we set 10 ppm or 10 milligrams per kilogram critical level, more than 50% of the samples that we have tested would need P fertilization. And a lot of papers are showing us also that there's a lot of soils in Haiti that's deficient in phosphorus. Sodium, it took us a while to work on this because it's a very complicated system because it's turbidimetric. But we're successful in doing the sodium cobalt nitrite. It turned out that most of the Haiti samples are well supplied with potassium. We also tried to compare it with the ICP data just to see if they are accurate or not. As you can see, the line, they are lining up very well. And for ammonium acetate, when we read it with ICP, it tends to give lower values than the sodium nitrate. But what is critical is this point here where we make the recommendation. They are very comparable. So what's next? Well, laboratory training, that's very, very critical for the person. We're waiting for him. He cannot get the visa twice. Hopefully, he'll get the visa the third time. And once we are comfortable that the person is knows how to operate the instrument and run the analysis, then we're ready to ship this instrumentation to Haiti. Slogan, start simple. Thank you.